film, Red's flawed but informative biopic of revolutionary journalist Reed Scott Jones. The 1981 film Red's about the American socialist journalist John Jack Reed is not the movie version of 10 Days That Shook the World. It dedicates too little of its 3-hour 20-minute running time to the events of 1917. However, it's still enjoyable, informative, and worth watching, both for those new to and familiar with the Russian Revolution. Early on, viewers get a measure of the man. At a dinner at a liberal club, following a speech urging men to enlist and fight in World War I, Reed is asked to give his comments on the causes of the war. He stands, pauses, and then simply says profits, before sitting back down. Red's charts Reed's trajectory from radical journalist upsetting liberals, to his activities covering the work of the industrial workers of the World Union, to his transformation from observer into a revolutionary himself during the Russian Revolution. The film brings out some of the atmosphere of that period. In one scene, Reed attends a meeting of Russian workers discussing whether to strike. The workers ask him to speak on the attitude of American workers to the war. At first he is reluctant. He is a journalist, with no relevant credentials as he puts it, but the workers urge him to speak, saying everyone has credentials. Reed gets up, and tells the workers, that if they strike, then American workers will join them. The next scenes show him distributing leaflets, taking part in marches, and attending meetings addressed by Lenin and Trotsky. After the revolution, his transformation is complete. He returns to the US and throws himself into the battle between the revolutionaries and the reformists in the Socialist Party USA. Following a split, he helps found and lead the new Communist Party and represents it at the World Congress of the New Third International back in revolutionary Russia. Some of the degeneration of the revolution is referenced, the rise of the bureaucracy around Zinoviev, Kamenev and Stalin, but this is not adequately explained. Another shortcoming is the absence of Lenin, Trotsky and their decisive role. The use of eyewitnesses, interviews with contemporaries of Reed, that intersperse the film, provides an interesting insight. Though they are sometimes aimless contributions, I particularly liked one older American man, transformed into a teenager again when recollecting how happy he was when heard there was a revolution in Russia. It's flawed, but Reds is a decent introduction to some of the events of the Russian Revolution, when workers and peasants took charge of their own destiny, and inspired millions around the world,